Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds. I am in Las Vegas. Mike is in Baltimore. Mike, how are you?
Doing great today, Terry. We got some dark clouds out here, so I don't know whether this is a great day or it's going to start raining or what.
Same here. We were in the 80s, 90s last week, and now we're in the 40s and 50s, and it's raining. So it's crazy weather. Crazy weather, for sure. Let me welcome to the chat room Andrew, Elena. Our guest today is Fabio Mignola. He is in the chat room as well. And also the guests that are there, welcome to the show. If you would like
Hi,
to join
everybody.
Us in the chat. Hi, Fabio. If you
Hi.
Would like to join us in the chat room, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Fabio Mignola's name on the homepage there. That will bring you to the show page. And then you just click on the, play chat button. All right? Sorry about that. Okay, I'm trying to walk through this with you. So that will bring you right into our chat room. And if you'd like to call in and speak with Fabio, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. All right, our guest today is guitarist Fabio Mignola. He is joining us from Switzerland. His CD, he is a producer, a composer, and he is his latest CD is called Take Me Higher. Fabio, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, thank you very much. Hi to everybody from Switzerland. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you again.
All right. Now, if you remember, Fabio joined us when we interviewed Piero Del Prete. He was our interpreter. So we have him back on today to talk about his CD, Take Me Higher. So, again, welcome to the show. And thank you again for helping us out with Piero. It was much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you for inviting me.
No problem. All right, so let's start with your background, Fabio. How did you get started in music?
Well, I started in music when I was a kid. I guess I was 7 years old. My parents put me an accordion in my arms, so I started playing accordion when I was a kid, playing mostly folk music from the region and some classical music. And when I was a teenager, I used to listen to the Beatles or Elvis Presley, and I was fascinated by these guitar sounds. So I asked for an electric guitar, which is quite unusual. First, you start with an acoustic guitar. I started with electric guitar, learning by myself. Okay, I already knew the music, reading the music, but what was the guitar was completely new to me. And then later, when I was 20 years old, I switched back to the classical guitar, and I studied at the conservatory, so classical music.
Okay, now how long did you study classical music?
I studied for 6 years long, so I graduated. in classical guitar. My professor, Dante Brenna, was a student of Andrés Segovia, one of the biggest guitarists of all times. And, well, I graduated in 91 in Bergamo, in Italy.
Okay. All right. Now, you said that your parents started you on the accordion. And how old were you when you started playing that?
Well, I was a kid, so, you know, you take an instrument, you play it, and, I remember the teacher of school used to play guitar, so I was already fascinated by the guitar, but, you know, I played accordion, was okay, and that's what was useful, and because now I can play keyboards, I can play piano, because I know the keyboard from the accordion.
Okay. All right. So your CD, your latest CD, is called Take Me Higher. Tell us about this CD.
Well, that's the latest CD, Take Me Higher. And the previous one was entitled Flying Away. And these are the two CDs where I play smooth jazz. Before, I already recorded many other CDs, solo guitar CDs, or CDs where I play with other musicians, singers from Switzerland, Swiss star Nella Martinetti, for instance, who work also with Céline Dion. And, I came out first with Flying Away, and I didn't know about the smooth jazz movement in the USA. So I discovered through the web making promotion for Flying Away. So Take Me Higher was the natural following of this first smooth jazz CD.
Okay, now with your background in folk and classical music, what drew you to jazz? Why did you want to do a jazz CD?
Well, I always liked mixing different styles of music. I don't like playing just classical music, just folk music. I like to mix. So I came to jazz not directly, but mainly through Brazilian music, which is also a mix of many different cultures, the European culture, the Portuguese culture mainly, the local Indian culture and the culture from Africa, from the Caribbean, all mixed together. So I started playing mainly Brazilian music, bossa nova, which is influenced and also influenced a lot jazz.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Flying Away, which was your first contemporary jazz CD, and that CD was compared with the music of Peter White and Acoustic Alchemy. Now, have you heard of them?
Before producing this CD, no. Just a little bit from Acoustic Alchemy. No, so we agreed to discover also other people playing. I play the same way that they play with. And it was great to be compared to them. I mean, it was an honor to be compared to Peter White or Acoustic Alchemy. It's not that I listen too much to other artists because, you know, I sometimes listen, how do they make this, how do they make that, but then stop because I don't want to get too much influenced. I mean, I want to carry on my own way, my own voice on the guitar.
Cool. Now, okay. I know that when I first got online and everything, you were one of the first artists that I have that I actually seen and met because you use social media very, very effectively. How did you get into using that? Because when I said you were one of the first ones that I actually saw. I mean, I would see you with your picture, with your good side. I'm like, okay, who's this guy? He's on every site. So was that your plan to get your music out to the U.S. as well as around the world?
Sorry, I haven't understood very well the questions.
The fact that you use your social media, like you're on Jazz Network, you're on Facebook and things like that, are those ways that you're trying to get your music out and heard?
Yeah, I think it's the new way of promoting music. I mean, if I think of just 10 years ago, if I would have to promote my CD worldwide, it would be impossible. Nowadays, through this website, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and and all the others I subscribe to, you can reach the whole world. The example I give is I contact a radio, which may be in Australia, for instance, and they answer back, okay, send us your music. And in 24 hours, I send the music through an MP3 file, through the mail, and they play it. And it's so quick and it's so distant, so I can cross the borders so easily nowadays. 10 years ago, it would have been absolutely impossible to do this. I mean, so I think it's social media are really important. And by the way, I met many really good musicians and good friends on this website. We could talk about them later because now I started working with them.
Okay. I want to read a review of your first jazz CD of the album Flying Away. That CD was released in 2003. And Smooth Jazz and More said, Mignola gives the listener a style much like Peter White and Acoustic Alchemy. It's very cheerful and at the same time very relaxing. And you can find his music on his website, Fabio Mignola, and it's F as in Frank, A-B-I-O-M-I-G-N-O-L-A.com. You can find his music there. We're going to get into some music now from this latest CD, Take Me Higher. And, Fabio, I'm going to start with Groovy Nights. So tell me about this one.
This one turned out to be the most played by the different radios. I cannot tell you too much about the song in itself because when I compose, I just let my brain go. So what comes out, comes out. Anyway, it's a song I really, really enjoy. There's also my voice in the background doing some background voices. And actually, I'm doing with the singer Elena Martineva from Kiev. She wrote the lyrics for this, so we're doing a version with voice, which is a little bit different. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're talking to guitarist Fabio Mignola, who is joining us from Switzerland. His current CD is called Take Me Higher. If you would like to speak to Fabio, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. And chat room, if you have a question for Fabio, he is in the chat room. So go ahead and post your question there, and we will get that answered. This is Groovy Nights. That was Groovy Nights from guitarist Fabio Mignola's current CD, Take Me Higher. Fabio, when you sit down to write a song, or when you decided to do this CD, what was your thought process?
Well, I must say that Flying Away was written in 3 days. I was so happy from the good reviews I received from the United States, so I was so excited. I started writing Take Me Higher, sorry, was written in 3 days. For the new CD, which are already written, I started writing harmony, so chords with my guitar, thinking about bossa nova and Brazilian sounds. Then I put this chords into an automatic player and starting composing melodies about this. So it didn't take me so much, but it's more kind of letting go. I mean, I don't want to think too much about it. Of course, then I correct this and this. That's the second process. But the first process comes quite naturally.
Okay.
Now, who did you work with on this CD?
Well, for Take Me Higher, the only host actually is a flute player I usually play classical music with. He is a friend from here. His name is Ezio Della Torre. He lives in the same village as I live here in Switzerland. And we usually play around mainly classical music for ceremonies, for weddings, that kind of things. So I'm inviting him to play just a few things on this CD because I really needed a real flute sound. The rest is programmed, by myself, and drum tracks are also pre-recorded. Drum loops, they are called.
Okay. All right. Well, now there is a song on here, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Ose Sorriso. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah. It's Portuguese. That's my Brazilian influences. So it sounds Ose Sorriso. It means her smile. And
okay.
It's a Latin influenced song, not just by the title, but the music itself. The rhythm is a Cuban songo, and it features also some steel drums, which are typical from Trinidad. And it's quite a sunny song.
All right, this is Ose Sorriso. Fabio, who is the drummer on that song?
Ooh, you know, it's a drum loop. Now I can't remember exactly who it was. Guess it's somebody from France, because, you know, musician, for production nowadays, you purchase loops which are pre-recorded, and then you insert them in the whole production, the recording.
Okay, that was a nice solo. That was a really nice drum solo.
Oh, yes, the timbales, which is a typical Cuban. Two drums made of steel.
Okay, very nice, very nice.
Now, Fabio, is there any American artist that you want to try to work with in the future?
Oh, good questions. Well, let's joke a little bit. I would like to play with Candy Dolfer, Mindy Bear, Jesse J. It would be really romantic. But no, more seriously, I would like to play maybe with Jeff Lorber for his funky way of playing. And, of course, all the nice ladies you have.
And do you have any American influences?
Yeah, of course. I listen to a lot of American music, even country music. I really enjoy a lot. And yes, some guitarists, some fantastic guitarists. I mean, the three icons for me are Carlos Santana, Jimi Hendrix, and Pat Metheny, of course, which I had the great pleasure to meet here in Switzerland.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you about the jazz scene in Switzerland. Now, you know, here in the States, a lot of jazz stations have flip formats and went to other genres of music. And I was wondering, in Switzerland, do you guys have, like, terrestrial radio stations that play jazz or smooth jazz or you know, whatever genre of jazz? Or are you affected as well by the stations flipping formats and going to another genre?
No, we have, at least I talk for Switzerland, we have some radios that play, they're specialized for classical music and jazz music, so they broadcast this every day. Plus, we have in Switzerland Swiss Jazz Radio, which airplays just jazz, but mainly mainstream jazz, so not really smooth jazz. So I get airplay mainly let's call them normal radios, I mean pop radios, that kind of things. But my airplay is mainly abroad, actually.
Okay, and then what about like clubs, jazz clubs, where you can go and play or, you know, go sit in on somebody else's set? You have, is that a scene there, jazz club scene there?
There's a club, there's not so much because, you know, Switzerland is shared for different cultures, for different languages. So the greatest clubs for us are here in Italy, Milano, which is Milan, which is very close from where I live. Plus, we have some great festival like the Montreux Jazz Festival. And here in the region, in Lugano, we have the Estival Jazz, which hosts great artists. So last year we had, for instance, Tower of Power. We had Elmir Deodato with a full classical orchestra playing with him. And in the past, Pat Metheny, Didi Bridgewater, big names. So opportunities to listen to good music we have quite a lot.
Okay, all right, good. All right, we're talking to guitarist Fabio Mignola about his current CD, Take Me Higher, and the jazz scene in Switzerland. He is joining us from Switzerland. And if you'd like to call in and speak with him, the number is 646-716-5485. I'm going to go back to another song. Fabio, this one is Slow Dancing. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, Slow Dancing is from the previous CD. It's from Flying Away, was the big hit from this CD. I was lucky enough to have it in a U.S. compilation, which toured the world. And so I found it everywhere in the world, Japan, Australia, and Thailand, Ukraine, and whole Europe, and United States, of course. And it's a really romantic song, so I dedicate to all the ladies who are listening to right now, okay?
All right. This is Slow Dancing. From Fabio Mignola's Take Me Higher CD. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, I read that you are interested in music therapy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I got interested by reading some books, and then I followed some workshops. Many, not to practice it because it could be really difficult or something, you know, serious to practice. But you know, to better know what are the influences of the music on the body, on the mind, on the soul of the people. So, and I personally find the smooth jazz is a good kind of music, you know, to feel relaxed and to bring you joy in your life. So I would never produce music that makes you some harm to your body, to your soul. So I would try to do good music in this way, so to be good for your soul, to be, you know, music is food for your soul, also for your brain. So I always try to be careful what I put out. I mean,
so basically, okay. you're almost like a doctor giving out prescriptions of good music. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
I do not feel like a doctor, but you know, I feel responsible. I think every artist should be responsible for what he is playing, is producing, is putting out to the world. Then, okay, everybody is free to choose what he wants to hear, of course. So it depends from person to person. But my philosophy is this one, trying to put out music that is good, sounds good, and makes feel good for the others too. Because you can achieve great results with music therapy. A friend of mine is a professor in Milan. He also works in a hospital, and he works with people with Alzheimer's disease, so people that do not talk anymore. And when he gets there with his guitar, he makes them sing, and sing completely by memory, full songs. And these are people that usually do not even talk anymore. So it's something very powerful, I think.
Wow. And you know, it's funny you mentioned hospitals, because it just brought back sometimes when I watch TV, especially if it's a medical show, and sometimes in surgery, the surgeons will put on music before they start a surgery, and it'd be a very calming song, and I'm sure it's to help them, you know, get through the surgery and help relax them. So it plays an important part in our lives, music, though. Yeah.
Then by music therapy, you can mean you know, the medical effects, but you have also a kind of musical therapy, which is the social music therapy, the fact of playing, singing together. So that's what I do every day at school with the kids, my students.
Okay. All right. I want to get back to one more song, and then I want to talk to you about your teaching children with the music. So this is the title track, Take Me Higher.
Thank you.
tell us about the horn section on this song.
The horn section is not a real one. At least the sound samples are a real one. Then they were edited. You know, I work a lot with my computer. I do everything from the recording to the mixing to the editing to the mastering by myself in my own studio at home. So these were real sound samples, but then, you know, I play with them. You know, nowadays music software allow you to do a lot of things.
Okay. All right.
Well,
that's title track. Take me higher.
I was going to ask you, do you play any other instruments or no?
Yes, I play four or five instruments. I mean, I started with accordion, then I switched to guitar. So I play electric guitar, classical guitar. I play bass guitar. I play keyboards. And, yeah, that's all. But
okay,
I think it's
I'm sorry. On this CD, are you only playing the guitar and then everything else is programmed?
I play the guitar live. The keyboards I programmed or edited them. On the previous CD, Tenny Higher also played the bass guitar. So it depends on the production, on how much time I have to do everything.
Okay. I see. All right. Now, before we came on air, you were telling me about your teaching. So tell us about your teaching.
Well, in the morning I teach here in the city where I live. I teach in the elementary school, so I teach with kids from 6 to 10 years old, and I have 450 kids every week, and with them I teach music. It means that they sing, they also play flute, recorder. And one project I started last year is listening to music from all over the world. So I got an iPod, which I uploaded with music from all over the world, from many, many different styles. So every lesson begins with listening to two songs from a new nation every week, so that kids can hear new instruments, new styles of music, and also new languages, how they sound in this new language. So it's a way to make them open a little bit their mind, because, you know, at home they usually listen to just to the radios, always the same kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
So the project was to open their minds to new kinds of music from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, are you working on a new CD?
Yeah, I'm working on two different productions. One is my new CD, which I just wrote, and I'll start programming this summer. And the other production is something particular. It's a long-distance project. You can see in the chat room we have Elena Martinova, which is the
mm-hmm.
singer. Elena lives
okay.
in Kiev, in Ukraine, so we exchange recording files through the web, through Skype. And we also have a third musician who just joined in. His name is Rock Hendricks. He lives close to San Francisco. And Rock is a really great saxophone player. He played with many, many big names of American music. Actually, he's working also with Polar Castle. And, we never met personally, so we're just working online. We meet online. So it's a new way of working that the progress, you know, the web nowadays allows you to practice.
Don't you just love the social networking thing where you can talk to an artist and send your music out for them to play on and get it back to you and put together a CD? I think it's so cool that you can meet artists like that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, we met on the web, also thanks to Angel, who is also promoting new artists. So I'm thankful. Please let me say grazie, thank you to Angelo for all the great work he's doing. Yeah, social networks are great. I met new artists. I even met some cousins I have in California, which I met many, many years ago. So we found them we found each other again through this.
That's very cool. That is cool. Now, with the social media thing, like Terry was saying, do you find it easier to, I mean, or does it give you a little more encouragement to, or confidence to reach out to a more established artist that if you didn't have this network, you would kind of be more hesitant to reach out to someone to work with?
If I would collaborate with other, I mean, you mean great artists already established by getting in touch with them through the social network, is that right?
Because, you know, as an independent artist, you may not want to, you know, I guess try to reach, it makes it easier to reach out to other artists, you know, with the technology that we have, but does that give you a little more confidence to reach out to them and say, hey, let's do something together, knowing that you can just exchange emails and MP3s and you can work like that versus actually having to physically fly, you know, to Switzerland and physically fly to the States?
It's such a great opportunity. Talking and collaborating with great artists, I don't know if they have time. I would like to, for instance, last year I met with Nathan East. I knew he was playing here a concert with Toto, so I contacted him through Facebook, and the next day we met. So it's kind of strange because you're talking with somebody who is on the other side of the Atlantic, and the next day you meet personally. So that's fantastic. Yeah, if I could play with all the great artists I met on this website, it would be fantastic. Let's hope for the future. It's a dream.
Definitely. All right, I want to play one more song, Fabio, before we let you go, and that is The Light Touch. Tell me about this one.
This one has a light Brazilian feel. It's a light samba. It's typical from Rio de Janeiro, the Brazil in general. And it's entitled The Light Touch because I wanted to describe the light way you can touch a guitar and take out a song, a sound which can be refined, romantic. And on this song, I play two different guitars. First, my classical guitar, and then I switch to an electrical guitar. And you can also hear the flute played by my friend Ezio Della Torre. So, here's the song.
All right, The Light Touch.
Thank you.
right. That was called The Light Touch. That is from guitarist Fabio Mignola's Take Me Higher CD. And let everyone know where they can find your music.
Well, they can find my music on my website, which is fabiomignola.com. You can also find the CD at cdbaby.com, amazon.com, for downloading iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon. You can go to my website. You can find all the links if you wish. So would be great if you could buy it.
All right. Well, again, the CD is called Take Me Higher, and we look forward to the next project. You have a scheduled release date. Do you know when that's going to be?
No, I usually know when I start, but when I finish, it's difficult to say. I need quite a lot of time to let things, develop by themselves. I want to be sure of everything before it gets out to the public.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Fabio, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on.
I wanted to thank you, Mike, and also Angel, to all the friends who came in to listen. Really great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank those as well that came in to hear your show. Elena, especially Elena. You said where is she at? In
Kiev, in Ukraine.
Okay, so Elena is from the Ukraine in the chat room. So welcome,
yeah,
Elena.
Yeah, right.
Happy to have you here joining us. All right, well, Fabio, thank you again, and we will definitely keep in touch with you for sure for the new, for the new project coming out. So we want to have you back on when that is done.
Okay, it would be a pleasure for me. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry,
thank you.
Ciao. Ciao from Switzerland. Ciao.
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 All right. That was Fabio Mignola. Again, his CD is called Take Me Higher. You can find it on his website, fabiomignola.com, and on CD Baby and the other sites that he mentioned. Now, we are expecting keyboardist Brian Simpson to call in shortly to promote his upcoming show in New York at Houndstooth. So while we wait on that, Mike, do you have anything to add?
No, just that I just love this show because the fact that, we get to interview international artists and learn new languages and different ways to say bye. So.
Yes. Definitely. All right. I'm going to play, I have a friend named Pamela Black. She has a radio show here in Las Vegas. So here's a little information on her.
Hi, this is Pamela Black, your voice of cool jazz for the Las Vegas Valley. Join me every weekend from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for the best in cool contemporary jazz. You're guaranteed to hear cool blues and crunchy beats that will intoxicate your senses with a luscious blend of goofy jazz. You'll also hear a nice variety of musicians and vocalists that cover the globe and will have you craving for more of Pamela's Place on the web at www.kunv.org. It's truly the cream of the crop, only at Pamela's Place, where cool contemporary jazz is always at its absolute best.
Hi, this is Andre Delano.
Hi, this is Jeanette Harris.
Hi, this is keyboardist Jonathan Fritzen, and you're listening to Talking Smooth Jazz.
All right, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz. And I want to say that Jonathan Fritzen was supposed to be here in Las Vegas in June, and his concert was canceled. And I am very disappointed about that because I was so looking forward to seeing him. So I may have to drive down to California to see them. Tamara is just telling me that he's going to be at Spaghettini, so I might have to go to Spaghettini's and check out Jonathan because I definitely wanted to see him. Man,
I'm going to let the count as a bag, too, that Jonathan was going to be one of the artists on the New Generation series. You know, we couldn't work that out this time because Jonathan is only in the States until July the 5th. And we tried to set up a show for him on the 4th of July weekend, but we kind of think that's not a good weekend to bring Jonathan in, where everybody's, you know, concentrating on fireworks and, you know, celebrating Independence Day. So we're going to bring him back maybe in the fall. So look out for Jonathan Fritzen and Merlin in the fall. We're going to try to work that out.
Okay. All right. I want to say to those of you in the chat room, you've noticed that Blog Talk Radio has changed the show page and the profile page, our Talking Smooth Jazz profile page. And one of the changes that I'm missing with this is that I can no longer put pictures on the show as I schedule it. So the new thing that they've added is the slideshow. So if you scroll up above the chat room, you will see the slideshow of our logo and then a picture of Fabio. So that's new. That's one of the new changes that they made. But when you go to the profile page, you will no longer see the list of shows with the pictures. So all of that has been eliminated and moved. So I have updated TalkingSmoothJazz.com. On the home page are all of the shows listed for April. And to listen to a show like the shows that we've done so far with Walter Beasley and Alain Trautman, all you have to do is click on the artist's name, and that will take you, link you back to their interview so that you can listen to their interview. There's also a feature on the website called Meet the Artist, which is basically the artist of the month. And so this month's Meet the Artist is Isaac Valenzuela is the Meet the Artist on the website. So if you go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Meet the Artist, you see that he is our Artist of the Month, and there's a bio there on him. His CD is called Hush Little Baby. The vocal version of the song is also on the page, and I love that version. Ah, love it. Along with a copy of the CD cover that links back to Amazon.com, so you can purchase that. So we will always list all of the upcoming shows on the homepage on TalkingSmoothJazz.com. All you have to do is click on the artist's name to either hear the past show or, once the show goes live, to come into the chat room. So that would be the easiest way for you to listen to the show. It would be the easiest way for you to come into the chat room join us as we are doing our interview. Mm-hmm. I want to welcome now Brian Simpson. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. I should say welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. So, listen, it's been August since the last time we talked to you. So what's going on? Catch us up.
I have been doing some serious traveling. This year alone, let's see, I've started the year out New Year's Eve. I was in Jakarta, Indonesia. Then went and did a show in Bangkok in a jazz club there with a band I put together over there. Then did some touring with Dave Koz in February, and beginning of March went back to Indonesia for the Java Jazz Festival, put together a show and a band for Brian Culbertson and for Eric Darius, did some shows there. Came back, did a tour of Florida with my own band. Then the end of March, went to Cape Town, South Africa with Dave Koz again. And just got back and from Burke's Jazz Festival. Was there last weekend with myself and Nick Colleone. And getting ready to do a concert in New York City. Just me and my a New York band. I'll be playing next Saturday night, April 16th, at the Houndstooth Pub in Midtown Manhattan. And the day after that, I get on a plane and go to Bangkok again to play in a jazz club there.
Wow, you are busy.
Yeah. Oh, get better. And I come back 5 days later, and I go to Austin, Texas for a big show, April 23rd, myself and Nick Colleone at the One World Theater in Austin, which is really excited about that, too.
Okay.
Now, up to the third week of April there, so...
Okay. cool.
There's
no,
more
today
after that.
You're actually performing today, right? You're in Florida about to perform tonight, I think. No, tomorrow night?
No, tomorrow is I did not move Palm Springs to Florida. It is still in California. I'm playing tomorrow in Palm Springs, my band with Jonathan Butler.
Oh, okay. I thought it was in Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, this event coming up, the thing that you're doing on Saturday, the Jazz and Wine series at the Houndstooth, I read that there are like less than 20 seats available for the first show, so you're almost sold out.
That's good news. See, I didn't even know that. How did you know that?
Oh, okay. Well, your first show is almost sold out. Let me just tell you, there's less than 20 seats left for the first show. It's at 8 o'clock, so that one is almost sold out. Now, how do people get tickets for the show?
Well, if you're on Facebook, you can. There's notices all over my wall, or
okay.
I can tell you right now that you can. I'll give you the information since I am online. You can call this number 718-682-3611 at 718-682-3611. Or you can look for you go to my website. There's a link on there, bsimpsonmusic.com. Google my name, Brian Simpson, or you can just look up the Houndstooth Pub in New York City, and that's another way. So I'm sure you can find it.
Okay. I asked because I did go to houndstoothpub.com and I found the show, but there was no link to purchase tickets. So I was wondering if the ticket price was added to the meal. Because, you know, that's how Jazz Alley does it in Seattle. They add the ticket price.
Boy, you were asking me a question I do not have the answer to.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I wish
right,
I did.
Well, let me ask you a question that you will have the answer to. Your band that night, who's going to be in your band that night?
Well, I'm going to have a great bass player who I just met a few months ago. He was playing with Alex Bunyan. His name is Carl Carter. And as soon as I heard that guy play, I said, oh, man, I want to work with him. So lo and behold, I got a gig in New York, and I asked Carl, and he was available. So I'm really excited to have Carl. And a drummer that I had worked with years and years ago and haven't seen in a long time, he plays with Kelly Minucci in Special Effects, and his name is Lionel Cordu. And the great Matt Marchak on guitar is going to come in and help me out. So
okay.
Maybe even a surprise guest or two. So,
all right.
Oh,
wow.
That's
going to
be cool.
Fun. I'm very
excited
about
definitely,
it.
Definitely. So there's two shows, one at 8 and one at 10:30. The 8 p.m. show is almost sold out. So if you want to get to that one, you know, get online quick to get some tickets for that one. But then you can also do the 10:30 show. And, Brian, I want to let you know that we just finished interviewing a guitarist in Switzerland. His name is Fabio. And he says, greetings from Switzerland. Hope to meet you one day.
His name is Fabio?
Yes, Fabio Mignola.
Wow. Okay. You just heard from him.
Well, he's in our chat room.
Right.
We just finished interviewing him.
Oh, you interviewed him. And he's in which city?
He's in Switzerland.
Okay. Like in Fabio. Which part of Switzerland?
I'm not sure. Fabio,
would
you put in the chat room where in Switzerland you are? he's in our chat room. So
well, I've spent a lot of time in Montreux, is why I asked, because I used to, when I worked with George Duke, I spent a long, many weeks over several years in Montreux.
Okay,
just
all right.
Over there.
Okay,
yeah,
he said he's in Bellinzona near Lugano, south of Switzerland.
Oh. Well, that's the place I am. All right.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, tell him to get me a gig, and I'll see him over there. How about that?
Right. That's right. Now, I was going to ask you, Brian, I said South Beach is a very good city. Love that city. And are you working on something new coming up, or are you back in the studio already?
Yeah, I am, and it's a top secret. But I've kind of been pondering what to do. Where is this jazz thing going? I know we really there's it's an interesting time, I'll just put it that way, in music in general, and especially jazz and contemporary jazz. So I thought, you know, a lot of the icons of jazz in jazz history have turned to the youth. Miles Davis worked with very young people. Miles, when he worked with Marcus Miller, I think Marcus was probably 18 years old. So I've been seeking out some younger people for some musical inspiration. I actually found a young man. And so I want to do something really different from what else you're hearing out there. So I can't say a whole lot more about it because I haven't even began. I mean, we've started writing some songs, but haven't really recorded anything yet. So I'll keep you informed, though, as it's about to be released. How about that?
All right.
I just look for something, something completely different, I'll put it that way.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Good.
I'm just waiting for the world to be ready for it.
Okay. I read on your website that your out of print CD Closer Still is now available for downloading. So if you've been looking
for
that
been up
CD,
that's been up there for a while now, and
okay,
that's funny. That CD always is still hits a spot with a lot of people. I have a lot of friends that's still their favorite. It's funny about that thing, but you know, you only have one first CD that you make, and oftentimes it's a special one because you've had your whole life to prepare for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
that was
well,
a long time ago, 1995. But I'm still very, very proud of that CD. So I know a lot of people were happy that was available. Actually, you know, I had 1,000 copies left a few years ago, and I sold every one. I thought, what am I going to do? I didn't really want to reprint it, so I decided to just make it available for download. And it still make it special for the people that actually had the real copy, you know, that was it. It's talk about limited edition. That's it. So it's actually, I don't know what the value is right now on Amazon.com, but it at times has been $100 for that CD just because it is so rare.
Wow.
I used to tell people that, you know, if you buy the CD, it's the only thing, the only CD I know that actually goes up in value after you buy it.
Wow. All right, so that is Brian Simpson's Closer Still. You can purchase
you can
that
find
now
it on
download
iTunes.
It now.
Yeah, iTunes or Amazon.
Okay. All right. All right.
So,
Mike,
yeah,
did you have any more questions?
No, that's it. Just that, you know, he's going to be in New York, you know, and like I said, I hope you have a great show out there playing with the guys and your special guest coming in. And hopefully I can make it up because I know that, what's that? That's the 15th? The you was that? April 15th?
The 16th.
That's
April
the 16th. It's a Saturday night in New York, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's April 16th at the Houndstooth Pub in New York. There's two shows, 8 o'clock and 10:30 p.m. The 8 p.m. show is just about sold out. So if you want to get to that show, you need to get online today and purchase your ticket for that. You can go to houndstoothpub.com for more information, or you can go to Brian's website, bsimpsonmusic.com as well. You can also call 718-682-3611 for ticket information. All right. Well, I'm in Las Vegas, so unfortunately I will miss that, and I will be at Seabreeze that weekend too, but I hope to get to see you somewhere here performing. This is your schedule.
Well,
I'm
sure. Yeah, I seem to hit every part of the country at some point or another.
Yeah.
Or any point in the world, for that matter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we had to get you down here to the Maryland area, you know, to play down here at for one of our events for the New Generation Jazz Series or something like that. So we have to look something up. Yes.
Well, you know where to find my booking agent, I think.
Yes,
so.
Yes. We all know where to find your booking agent, okay? We all know where to find him at, okay? or if we don't find him, he'll find us.
He
okay?
finds us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He would track us down.
We all love Steve Butler. That's right.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for calling in, and we're happy to have you call in and promote this upcoming show. So thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. Thanks for giving me the shot here.
Oh, and sure.
Have a great rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
all right. Bye-bye. All right, that was keyboardist Brian Simpson. He's going to be performing at the Houndstooth Pub in New York, two shows, 8 and 10:30 p.m. on April 16th. The 8 o'clock show is almost sold out, less than 20 seats available, but you can also get tickets for that 10:30 show. Again, houndstoothpub.com. Or bsimpsonmusic.com for information. The phone number is 718-682-3611. And his current CD is called South Beach. You can find that on his website and on Amazon.com. All right. Mike, okay. You want to talk about the New Generation Jazz Series for a minute?
Like I said, of course, everybody knows we're kicking off this new generation of Contemporary Jazz Series on May the 14th. With David P. Stevens and Arch Raw Jr. David P. Stevens is a guitarist from Philadelphia, a great guy. He has a new single that's called Uptown, and he has another single from his The Shed CD, which is called Love Is Still in Style, which I totally love. It's sung by Pearl Reddick. The guy is just a complete monster on the guitar. So it's going to be a hat show. And, of course, Lori's newest favorite artist is Arch Raw Jr., and like I said, he is just killer on the saxophone. I mean, I've put these two guys together because their energy and the fact that I just know that we got to get off the right way, you know, with some new fresh talent. And David was the perfect choice. David and Art, they were the perfect choice. So we're going to kick that off again. That's May the 14th, and the tickets are $15. And I made the price kind of low because, you know, everybody's going through something right now, and we want to everybody to come out and enjoy a good time at an affordable price. You know, I mean, we all want to make money,
right,
but we don't want to hit nobody overhead, you know,
right,
for $25, $30.
Right.
So $15 is a great price because we all go out to the store and buy something, a pizza, something like that for $15. But you guys can come out and relax and enjoy yourselves for, you know, the same amount of money and everything and enjoy a great show. And like I said, that's May 14th. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, and I was just gonna say that you know we're just trying to get everybody to come out and have a great time. It's going to be at a nice venue called Rio's Restaurant and Lounge in Laurel, Maryland. And like I said, you can look on my Facebook page or on Terry's Facebook page and see the flyer. I mean, we're gonna have a good time out there, and we're currently looking for some more artists to bring in, you know, to this New Generation Jazz Series because, you know, we're actually doing it for the fans as well as these new artists because we have to expose the fans to these new artists, and we also want to, you know, have the artists be exposed to, you know, the fans that are looking for something fresh and new. So hopefully you guys will come and support, and we can continue this from, you know, month to month.
Exactly. Tickets are only $15. You can purchase them on talkingsmoothjazz.eventbrite.com. And if you're in the Baltimore, D.C., Maryland area, join the meetup group that Mike has created. What is it called, Mike?
Oh, it's called the DMV Jazz Enthusiasts.
And that's on meetup.com.
Yes, meetup.com, DMV Jazz Enthusiasts. And I have to say, Terry, that I must be losing my touch because, you know, you are plugging stuff better than I'm plugging stuff. I totally forgot about the Eventbrite ticket information, but yes.
Yes. check out the meetup group, DMV Enthusiasts, and join that for the area. And so that will help keep you abreast on the upcoming events that Mike will be putting together in the area. So check that out as well.
Definitely. And I'm also throwing a Memorial Day party, too. You know, we're going to keep it grown and sophisticated for everybody. You know, because I get teased a lot by my kids. You know, they tell me I'm old now and I can't do this and can't move like I used to. You know, I mean, but we can still get our two-step on, Terry. You know, we can still do our two-step when we go to the club or something like that. So we're doing
that's all I know is a two-step.
That's it. That's all you got to do. You know, just, hey, one, two, one, two. But, you know, we're doing a Memorial Day weekend celebration party at the same spot, and we're going to have a DJ. His name is DJ Chuck B. So, like I said, the ages are 25 and up. You know, it's going to be catered to mature clientele. So even if you're in your 30s or if you're in your 40s, 30s, or whatever you want to call it, so come on out and enjoy yourself and, you know, have some drinks and, you know, get your one, two-step on and kick off the summer the right way. You know, we're going to kick off the summer and party like it's no tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. You got a lot going on there. I wish I could tell you what's going on here in Vegas, but right now we don't have very many jazz concerts coming up in the area. So as soon as, you know, something comes up, I will definitely let you know. Definitely
well, we're
going to
get some
know.
Stuff out there soon. We're going to be there soon.
Yeah.
We're
yes,
work it out.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, it's because there's no jazz station here now to promote anything. So,
yeah.
I mean, just the concert scene here has just really been very, very, very slow, like nothing almost. So hopefully that will pick up soon. All right. So is that it? That it?
I think that's it because, like I said, you're a better plugger than I am right now. I think that's it. The party.
Okay.
On the 20th, it's going to be May 29th. We put it on a Sunday because, you know, there's no work Monday. And we know that everybody's going to be having rib sauce and Kool-Aid on Saturday for Memorial Day. So, you know, how you guys are going to have some of that, some nice ribs and watermelon and all that. So we're going to, you know, let you guys eat on Saturday and then come out on Sunday to party since there's no work on Monday. So that and the New Generation series on May 14th. We're just going to try to, you know, do it up, you know, for the people that's ready to come out and party and have a nice time. I'm rubbing my knees right now and as I speak. I'm rubbing my knees right now and as I speak. So.
Tomorrow we are talking to a group from the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, called Times Four. I heard about this group through Anita and Lisa and Anisha. They went to see them perform one night and came back and posted about it on Facebook. And I heard about them, so I contacted them and asked them to come on to the show. So they will be on tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and that's Times 4. And then on Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific, Isaac Valenzuela with his new CD, Hush Little Baby. He will be on to talk about that. And then next weekend, the weekend of the 14th, we will be at Seabreeze. At least I will. Unfortunately, Mike won't be there.
Oh, God, yeah.
I wish you were coming. But we will be at the Seabreeze Jazz Festival the weekend of the 14th through the 17th. Looking forward to that, along with Carol and Lori and Anita. Anisha, Lisa, all of us are going to be there hanging out, so we're looking forward to that.
That's going to be fun.
So if you're going to be at Seabreeze, look us up and stop by for a martini because, you know, they will be flowing all weekend. So you can stop by our room for a martini. All weekend they will be flowing.
All you ladies are crazy. Y'all some crazy ladies. That's
yeah,
bad.
Buddy.
Oh, goodness gracious. But I'd like to
yes,
enjoy
indeed.
Yourself down there. Yeah, I know you must enjoy yourselves down there and everything. And I can't wait for tomorrow because the last group that the ladies referred to us was DW3, and those guys were great.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I can't wait to hear
yes.
what these guys have. Times four.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. All right, let me thank those in the chat room. Andrew Harris, Black Coffee, Pony Fan, Carol, Fabio, Love You Fabio, Granny Tranny, all of the guests, Miss Elena, and who am I missing? Curtis, Cheryl, thank you all for hanging out with us today in the chat room. And again, join us tomorrow for our interview with Times 4. Did you have something to say, Mike?
Yes, I got an interview before we end the show. Tamara,
no problem.
I got to tease her because we've seen these pictures of her dancing with Boney James on Facebook. And I started to tease her earlier, and she told me that, you know, she went to the Boney James concert, City Release concert, and Boney was playing, and she said that she was grooving in her seat, and then Boney gave her a look like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and grab her. And you ought to see the picture of her when Boney grabs her and pulls her out of her seat. It looks like she's about to just attack him like, no, you are not grabbing me, trying to pull me up here in front of everybody, okay? But she said she had fun, and she said she had to make it do what it do when she got on the front of the lawn. So you can't stand
that's
there
right.
and Boney trying to dance with you, and you sitting as stiff as a boy. So she said she
that's
had to,
right.
you know, she had to get loose. She got loose on Boney. So
she said, "Oh my God, thanks, Mike." She posted that in the chat room. Oh my God, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, I mean that picture is so funny. You have to see. I mean, her whole face was like, "No, he did not just grab me," you know. So, yeah,
I will have to check that out, Miss Black.
Oh, you
got to check
it out. It is
out.
Funny. Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, I'm going to close the show with a song from Brian Simpson's CD, South Beach. Again, our thanks to Fabio Mignola for joining us today. His CD is called Take Me Higher, and you can find that on his website, FabioMignola.com. He is on Facebook. You can also follow him on Twitter, Fabio Mignola. And a thanks to Brian Simpson for calling in as well. His current CD is called South Beach. And the song I'm going to play from that, closing the show, is called Never Without You. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, and you have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow. Until then, keep it smooth.